nuisance. Owner specified.
1,000. Now playing.
Now on News Talk 960 KKNT, it's time for Minuteman Radio with your host, Chris Simcox, president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, the nation's largest neighborhood watch group. Visit us online at MinutemanHQ.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Simcox.
That's right. It's Sunday night. Time for Minuteman Radio here on KKNT 960 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. 7 p.m. Do you know if your borders are secured? I doubt it. But we're back with you this week, another busy week all along the border, all around the country with many things going on, especially here in the state. This Monday, past Monday, the citizens packed two rooms at the state capitol during a testimonial hearing on behalf of citizens against a very unconstitutional bill that would have violated our First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. That bill being introduced by Representative Kirsten Sinema, and was shot down in flames 7-3 after 4 hours of testimony by myself and many others who were quite outraged at the prejudicial stance that Sinema and Representative Gerardo had against us. As I stated during the testimony, when they opened up with a very biased, cleverly edited video presentation about our endeavors on the border. It was clear that they were on a witch hunt and their intentions had nothing, excuse me, to do with, nothing to do with the fact that our borders are wide open and that there's dangerous incidences occurring, violent incidences occurring. This was more of a witch hunt, I guess myself personally, as well as our Minuteman Civil Defense Corps organization, who, of course, have been very responsible in bringing national attention to this issue, this outrageous issue along our borders. So a good week there, but our work is not over. And you can go to MinutemanHQ.com, of course, and register to volunteer, but also look for information on bills that are yet to be heard this week. We have a lot of work coming up this week. And for those of you listening, CNM is back at it again. We have HCR 2011, which is a bill now targeted towards civilian patrol groups yet again, rewritten. This time, pretty much, I guess, just a resolution that encourages the Arizona State Legislature to oppose civilian patrol groups and urges the legislature, I hope you're sitting down, to declare Arizona a safety zone, of all things, where all persons are treated equally with respect and dignity, regardless of immigration status. And of course, that's not the issue. All people are treated equally under the law with respect, as we've given thousands of gallons of water to those who've been stranded or trapped or walked into the desert, showing them the dignity of respect and providing medical attention and calling on Border Patrol to come to their aid and help repatriate them. So again, I wonder what Kirsten Sinema has to say about the safety zone when it comes to the drug dealers. And now, of course, this past week, two horrible incidents where illegal aliens who were kidnapped in the desert, many of them, I think about five of them murdered and many others shot along the border, as the safety zone breaks out into all-out warfare with a drug cartel human smuggling operation against human smuggling operation. So again, while people are being murdered along the border, while American citizens are being murdered in car wrecks, gang warfare, the drug trade, and just out and out a crime spree across this state, that CNM is calling for a safety zone, wanting to make sure that citizens who are engaged in observing and reporting illegal activity, in the hopes of preventing more deaths and more kidnappings and more violence against all human beings in the state, She says nothing. The silence is deafening when it comes to her calling for a safety zone, which should start at the border by deploying 10,000 National Guard personnel, at least here in the state, and encouraging the governor to enlist the citizens of Arizona, the former military, retired police officers, to form a Arizona State Border Guard to come to the aid of our border and help Border Patrol and the National Guard. Now, this spree, this killing spree that's going on, is a direct result of the incident, the incursion of armed men across our border testing the National Guard a few weeks ago, just before Christmas. And it's a direct result. What we're seeing now is an all-out bloodbath that's going to take place in Sanama's so-called safety zone, where the kidnappings and murders are going to run rampant, basically, because the cartels, the human smugglers, now realize that there's no one there to stop them. Border Patrol's hands are tied because of Agent the horrendous miscarriage of justice against Agents Ignacio Ramos and Compion, who are sitting in a prison cell. And that's had a chilling effect on Border Patrol, who are basically handcuffed now. Not just one arm handcuffed behind their back, but both of them. And, of course, now the criminal drug cartels and human smugglers know that the National Guard will do nothing to stop them. So they're going to run rampant, killing and kidnapping people, stealing from each other the human chattel that unfortunately human beings have now become. So I'm just curious about Sanama. Big night. We're going to cram as much as we can into, of course, our concentrated, shortened show, a one-hour show, now through the 1st of March. We're hoping that we get more donations, and it's your chance to help bring back that second hour by sending in a donation to at MinutemanHQ.com. You can donate there. You can certainly send in a donation to our offices at 6501 Greenway Parkway, Suite 103-640, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85254. Make sure you clearly delineate that you'd like that donation to go to keeping this radio show on the air and bringing back that much-needed and much-missed second hour, where we can bring you more of the news that you're not getting in the lamestream media. Like I said, a lot going on tonight. We have a very special guest coming up after our first break. Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo will spend some time with us discussing his busy schedule and the things that he's attempting to do, not only his run for the White House, but also some news about him stepping down as the chair of the Immigration Reform Caucus, and his very talented and courageous fill-in, Congressman Bill Bray out of California, who stepped up to chair that committee. And we'll also spend some time, Mr. Tancredo, Congressman Tancredo spent some time with Agent Ramos this past week after he was severely beaten and allowed to be attacked, basically, by no doubt by prison guards in the prison there in Mississippi. So we'll talk to Tom about that. That's coming up after our first break. It'll be an honor to have him on our show. Tom's been a good friend of mine for many years, and we appreciate him coming on. I'm going to get back to some of these bills. Now, those of you listening here in Arizona, we need your help again. You need to come down to the state capitol this week, sign up to testify against a plethora of bills, some pro we need to support, and again, and some that we need to help defeat again, such as Kirsten Sienema's HCR 2011, the Civilian Patrol Group safety zone, where she wants to put our groups out of business and not allow American citizens to observe and report the illegal activity that's going on, in an attempt to protect the citizenry as well as to protect the illegal aliens who are being bought and sold and kidnapped and forced into slavery in this country. You can find out more about these bills at www.legislativealerts.sirbarratt, that's sirbarratt.com. www.legislativealerts.sirbarratt, two R's, two T's, .com. Another bill we need to work on here is HB 2589, a bill that deals with criminal trespass with day laborers. Now, this is one that we need to support, and we need to be there to support that. On Monday, we need your help again at the Homeland Security Committee's hearing on HB 2473 and HCR 2021. That's Monday at 9 a.m. Also, that will be heard is the Emergency of Confiscation of Firearms bill, where in a state of emergency, the governor will enlist all law enforcement, as well as the National Guard, to disarm all Arizona citizens. We need to defeat that bill, so we need you there again to testify. That's Monday at 9 a.m. Mark on your calendars again Wednesday the 14th at 8 a.m. for the Commerce Committee, a workers' compensation bill that does not allow an illegal alien to qualify for workman's comp and put the liability on the employer who hired them in the first place illegally. That's HB 2470, and we need you there to help defeat, support this bill, HB 2470. Again, on Thursday the 15th, we're still not certain about the time. That would be the elimination of sanctuary policies across this state, something I spoke about this weekend in Prescott, Arizona, where we started our yet another Minuteman Civil Defense Corps chapter in Prescott. A very respectable attendance at that meeting. 58 people from the community showed up for a three-hour meeting and a workshop on how to begin a chapter there in Prescott. We'll have similar meetings coming up in Apache Junction, in Mesa, in Sholo, and in Yuma as we continue to expand our citizen activist movement here across the state and across the country. And we know we have many chapters. I think the Prescott chapter now makes 75 chapters that we have across the nation. We're coming up on our first break. We're trying to cram in as much as we can tonight. Be sure to give us a call if you want to weigh in, if you have a question for Congressman Tancredo here locally, 602-508-0960. And, of course, nationwide, toll-free, 888-960-9696. We'll try not to impose upon Congressman Tancredo too long here on a Sunday evening. We know he's got to get back to work tomorrow, be on another long plane trip back to Washington, D.C. But give us a call. Call in. I'm sure the boards are lighting up. Get in line. We'll try to get to your calls. Please make your comments brief and or your questions brief, and hopefully Mr. Tancredo will have time to respond to you. We're going to take this first break of this hour, and Minuteman Radio here on KKNT 960. We'll be right back after these messages.